Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Well, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. It's, hump day. Very exciting morning. We have Scott Capurro coming on today. So I'm very excited about that.
Forget about that.
What's going on?
Why don't you share with our friends what you're pondering?
Oh, I'm done pondering it. I thought about it for a while. It's why? I said that to be funny to you.
Right. It's a true window into your world. I like it.
I spent almost an hour thinking about it yesterday.
Yeah, go on.
I was just thinking about, no, it's like a chemistry physics thing.
Right.
But it isn't even that. I mean, that makes it sound glorious. I just was pondering how smell works.
Why
do smells linger? Why do they have different durations? What happens to those molecules? Like, do they just fall on the ground? And then like, if you smell the ground 2 days later, somebody's farts laying there. Like, where do they go? Why are they? What's it? That? See what I'm saying? That's nothing anybody needs to think about. Just went to the bathroom, smelled something, and started thinking about it again.
Right.
That's all. So then I totally forgot that I only had 3.5 minutes to get back here, 4 minutes, whatever it was, to get back here. So I walked to the bathroom, you know, whiz real quick. I was like sitting there washing my hands. I realized, oh, shoot, I better hurry up. And I came back here.
Some time. Sitting on the toilet thinking about where do smells go.
I just forgot that I was in a hurry.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't that I didn't sit there any longer than I needed to, Vin. I just didn't, my sense of urgency to get back to the studio left. Yes, your hand is up.
I have a question.
I assumed because of the raised hand thing. I mean, it is something to think about,
no,
right?
I don't know about that, but I am curious. So when you use the restroom here, pardon me. You do sit down. Like I've heard you say in the past, a lot of times you will hover.
Oh, yeah.
But you sit down here.
Well, there's ass gaskets, as you like to call them.
Oh, so you used the gas. Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Well,
yes.
I don't know. I mean, in reality, this is practically a second home. I mean, against your will, but.
Sure, it's work.
Right. In general, you're
here. You do live a significant portion of your life at your workplace.
A handful of hours a day
right.
here. So I could see where you'd go, I'm over it. I don't have time for that. I have to go pee. I'm a lady. We sit down. The end.
Yeah. It's really, the hovering thing is reserved for emergency gas station stops.
Okay.
Absolutely anything to do with a concert or festival. There are places where it doesn't matter if you laid down 4 ass gaskets. Those are the little, they're the seat protectors. I don't, Vinny's just
the
always
paper,
color ass,
yeah,
right, the paper things, you know. Oh, by the way.
Uh-oh.
You know, you get really used to that.
What, the offer of the gasket?
The fact that there's a gasket available to you at, you know, we're almost anywhere. And so it's annoying to travel from California. It's basically they're always there. I mean, with some exceptions, 99% of the time, there's a little dispenser right there and you can grab one of those things. It's just a given. So I don't even think about it. But when you travel and I spend a lot of time going back to the East Coast or to various other places in the world or, you know, whatever. Whenever I travel, I'm just like, damn it. What's going to happen to my ass if I sit down? So I don't. So I do a lot more hovering in places other than California because I don't really have to.
I was not in the room for 2 minutes. And I walked back in and nothing
Hi,
but
Maddie.
Dirty locker room talk.
Dirty locker room talk? It's got nothing to do with the locker room or dirty talk.
You need, I don't know if you titled the last 30, just last 30, but what's going to happen to my ass needs to be the title of.
But what's going to happen? I mean, a lot of things could go wrong. Oh, my God. It's about to be 5:55, by the way. Squirrel.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you need to take some of my Ritalin today?
I don't know. I feel I am kind of losing it. Like, the older I get, the more, like, serious fear I have of, like, what the future is going to hold. Like, why did I lose track of time in the bathroom thinking about how smell works?
707 asks, Sarah, can you explain the Gaza Strip war, please?
No, I can't. I honestly, it's about to be 5:55. I'm having a very Jane moment. Here we go. And it is. And now it's not. I can't explain that. I don't know. I truly don't understand why we got to be in fights all the time.
Well, you can think about that next time you're on the toilet.
Yeah. I absolutely refuse to think about that. There's no way I'm thinking about world peace and what it's going to take. Well, what I'm going to think about? Why, you know, like, and why do some smells linger for so long? Like, why does fish stay in your house so long? Why? What's different about that smell? And what do those molecules look like? Like, what is it? And why are they going out into the air? And why do they ever leave? Once they're out there, there they... No, it's not science. It's stupidity. I'm just stupid.
925 says, this is from yesterday, a couple texts we got as we were leaving.
We had a fun show yesterday.
I agree. Morning.
Hey.
My son is 14 and has no phone skills. He was told if he wanted a burger, he had to call the place and order it. Instead of a 2-minute phone call, he walked 20 minutes to the restaurant in the cold to avoid talking on the phone.
But then he had to talk
Alicia,
to someone there.
San Mateo, Odyssey.
What are we going to do about this, you guys? I mean, I really feel like we're letting the kids down.
I don't understand it at all.
Yeah.
I don't get the...
Oh, I was just going to say, the older I get, the less I care about the next generation.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe that's the thing, too,
that's
right?
That's a terrible attitude.
Yeah. You know what? You got to just give up at some point. Because honestly, they're just going to do it their way. Like, just the way we did. You know? I'm going to listen to any old person telling me what to do. Yeah. That's the way it used to be. I'm doing my own thing.
Oh, 650 says, moved here from the Midwest in 85.
Hey, 85.
Never saw an ass casket.
Oh, an ass casket. I guess casket's a more commonly used word than gasket.
Never saw an ass casket till I got here. Still hardly ever see them anywhere else.
Yeah. And it's upsetting. And not upsetting, but it's a little jarring. It's like the thing you expect to be there.
Oh, I'd be so... If I were... I'm not a lady.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
You're no lady.
I'm no lady.
Right.
But if I were, I would probably carry ass caskets in my purse because I'm not sitting down. That's not happening.
Yeah.
I'll just go in my pants. It's fine.
Sure. Sick.
I mean, right. It's either it's there or you're going in your pants. I mean there's really no in
like,
between.
Am I going to risk crabs or am I just going to go in my
it's
pants?
It's not about crabs. It's about other people's
It's all the stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah, filth and muck.
Yeah, it's not about crabs. I don't think you're catching crabs off toilet seats. That's a
Everything.
Total, that's a myth to say. No, I didn't bang
it's
anybody.
Not a myth.
Yes, it is.
Because
you banged someone.
No,
that's how.
No.
You banged someone with crabs
and
then you got crabs.
You're telling me you were with another man and that's how you caught?
Yes.
Oh.
And if I told you I got it off a toilet seat, I am lying to you. They don't transfer that way. I mean,
I
can't.
That's still a thing, crabs?
No, they say actually that they're about to be extinct. There's like an actual scientific concern that we're going to extinctify which is totally a word.
Yeah, this
head.
Is the other problem. Sarah.
What do I do now? What?
650. If there was no ass gasket or cowboy hat, as my husband calls them.
Oh, the cowboy hat. Oh. Why would he call that a cowboy hat?
I guess.
Because you could put it over your head. Yeah, and It's more like a floppy summer garden party hat.
Or a sombrero.
Sure, it seems a little too floppy. Anyway, go on.
I will put a layer of toilet paper on the seat. Melissa, Menlo Park.
Oh, yeah.
Odyssey. Yeah,
no,
I mean,
Melissa,
but
yes.
We've all been there where you're like, one across the back.
Yeah. And then a slight gust of air comes in and they all go in the toilet. Yeah.
Oh,
I've been
no.
there. You know, the other thing is, though, that the nice thing about the ass gasket is it will highlight any kind of liquid that you have not seen.
It could save
so
your
you
life.
Put it on there and you go, oh, my. Well, that is lucky for me that I saw this. And then you have to flush and you wipe off the toilet and then you apply a fresh gasket.
I just must be dirty. I don't worry about it. I just sit down.
You are dirty. Yeah.
Yeah, we all know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we all know that.
Like, you
that's,
have these weird
like
things
thing.
Where you're all, I hold the line at hearing a woman go number mm-hmm. one.
Yes.
That's fine. You can do that. We right. all get to do what
he
we
won't,
want.
He won't hear that.
But
yes.
for you, of all right. people, with the chili running down his leg to yeah. talk about some lady going number one, that's
and,
ridiculous.
And skids on the regular.
Yeah.
Like, that's enough. Forget the chili. I mean, just the, you know.
Who said I had skids on the regular?
You
do. My laundry.
Yeah, right. But then you apply new skids. Who are we?
I wash my laundry.
Yeah, right.
You're still, you probably, never mind. I don't even want to think like, about it. I got to look in there all day, mm-hmm. and I'm going to think about you with crap in your pants.
Shout it
Can't
out.
Can't do it.
Oh,
hey, by the way,
shout it out.
Speaking of yesterday, if you go to the Facebook page.
Yes. Oh, what's on the
Facebook
Evil
page? Genius did something. You have to have listened to the show yesterday. So if you don't get the references in the picture, it's Vinny wearing a sandcastle hat on a beach that says danger shark infested waters.
Oh, no. I didn't. You know what? I dumped 500 things on here already today.
That's all right. I just put it
Wait,
at the top.
Where is it?
It should be right at the top. You're going to have to refresh
just
it.
Put it up.
Yeah,
yeah,
you have to refresh
on
it.
On Facebook.
Yeah, I'll put it on the Instagram.
Oh, there it is.
Stories.
Oh, Vinny, you look so great in your $4,600 sandcastle hat.
Yeah.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
Yeah. I don't mean to get
Danger.
Us off the topic of
shark
skids
infested
and
this
toilets.
Is like,
you did a good
so
job,
much.
And then you just brought it back up again. What are you doing?
There is so much in this photo from yesterday's show. You got the dog, you got the shark-infested waters, you got Vinny in the sandcastle hat, plus he's a Campeón.
Yeah,
I don't see it.
It's great.
It's at the refresh up. Here, come and look. Here. There you go.
Edwin.
Poor Benny, he's having
oh,
quite
look,
a morning.
Oh, look, that's Riff.
Yeah.
That's my dog.
And you got your shark infestation. You got your hat.
It's very well done.
You are just, woo!
That's
wow!
It's great. It's, and if you missed the yesterday show, go listen to the podcast later sometime.
Yes.
Yeah, we're on
we're
now.
We're on right
I mean,
now.
Yeah.
Definitely don't do it now.
Here's another one. 925 says, Vinny, stop arguing with your daughter. She doesn't need reasons. Just say no, and I'm not explaining it. Listen, I want to be honest with you because I think you're right. 925, and I appreciate your input. I'm trying my hardest. I find myself, like, she asked me a question the other day, and I was, the radio guy in me wanted to tell her a fantastical stories of my youth with things that are horrible examples
yeah.
to share with your daughter.
You gotta really pick and choose
so
from
I,
your own
I,
personal
I,
experiences.
Like, I
you
almost
did what?
Told
tell
her
me everything.
All the stuff I used to be up to with girls by age 11, and I'm yeah. going,
hope she never listens to this show.
No, well, she's not up now. I hope, but anyway, look, I'm trying my hardest. I understand what you just said. I often find myself after the fact going, "What was I thinking? This is how you do it." Or like in that case, I didn't tell her all my dumb stories.
Oh.
I did tell her.
It's like
let me think about this.
Experience.
And then I later said, "This is how I think that should go." And she was like, "Okay, thanks." You know, she was.
What was it in reference to?
Kissing.
Oh my effing God!
Well,
what?
Don't.
Oh my God! She's what did she ask you?
No, it's not. And not all this stuff. But here's what I was saying. She was like, "Well, no." The first question was, "How can you tell if a boy likes you?" And I said, well,
boys like you
in general.
That's
yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I, of course, like, you know,
right.
boys like girls and to you are some boys, Michelle Sandoval.
Mm.
You know, you are some boys.
What's the specific?
This, just little Michelle girls Sandoval. In school that I had crushes on.
All right.
We all had them. Jennifer Jankowski, like these girls where you're like, oh, that girl's the cutest girl in the whole wide world. And then nothing happens because you're in third grade.
Right.
Stephanie Schanholzer was my girlfriend from kindergarten to second grade.
Girlfriend, as in like you had a crush on her and she didn't know you existed, or
no? We just said that.
Yeah,
Right. That's my boyfriend. That's my girlfriend. Wait, that was the end.
I had so many crushes. So many crushes.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So hot for so many boys as a fifth grader.
Well, she's a fifth grader,
right?
So that's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to think about your daughter at this point. Like, I was just super into dudes.
Have they watched the movie yet? You know, on Becoming a Woman or whatever they show.
Part of the reason I'm trying to talk to her a lot about things and be extra careful is because I don't think she has seen it.
Do they go to Catholic school?
They go to a church type school.
Oh, so they are going to get a slightly different.
They're going to get a slightly
look.
Different.
You need to be honest or refer her to her
worry,
mom.
I'm working on it.
All right.
What you should do?
I understand what you're saying, and I don't want her to get caught in a situation because she has no freaking idea.
And all she does is hear from other kids who also have no freaking idea. The internet, which has way too many ideas.
Yeah. Now, the thing that I worry most about, and I think that there's some generations that, unfortunately, especially for young girls, there are some generations that went through this where there wasn't enough information and boys played guinea pig on girls. Like, what will she let me do? What can I try? I don't know why I'm drawn to this, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no means no has become, you know, a mantra for the world, but it wasn't for the longest time.
Right.
And so I
boys just thought they had to warm you up a little more.
That's exactly one of the many thoughts. So anyway, I've been just trying to make sure she's not some boy's guinea pig, and I'm working on it.
Mm. You're in charge of who touches you.
All the stuff.
Insist upon that.
And it just goes on. Anyway, I'm working on it. So thank you.
So hold on though.
Yes.
I need more information on the thing that you're trying to move away from. She asked you, how do I know if a boy likes me?
Yes.
You answer.
I was trying to say to her that in general, it's regardless of how immature boys are and how it's been told to us that boys, because they aren't good at expressing themselves, will be mean or tease you or even push you down or do dumb
almost
shows
like
of attention.
Any attention is good. Is attention.
As if that was an acceptable way of letting you know they like you.
Mm.
And so I was telling her that is not acceptable. You do not accept that as treatment from a boy that likes you. And so we got a little bit into that. And I said, look, you know, good example of how you're going to find the person you should hang out with is like the boy next door. You hang out. You have fun. You're friends. You respect each other.
You're interested. You ask questions.
Right,
you have full-on conversations. He's not just constantly going.
No one can see that.
He's doing a kissy face.
I'm making mouth.
Little kissy faces. Yeah.
This is radio. You gotta.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, there's the dude that just like, yeah, whatever you say. Like,
so that was where the conversation went.
No, don't. We're talking about kids.
Yeah.
Vinny's kids specifically.
Yeah, no, that was a note. No.
So then what did you say when she was like, what was the question about kissing? What exactly did she say?
It was that, but it was from, that is how that first kiss will happen, through the friendship.
You said that.
Yeah, that is the way you want that to happen.
And then she go, first kiss. What?
Because I was trying to, and that's why I had to stop. I was like, I was playing some dumb game called Spin the Bottle with Rochelle in the summer of.
Was that your first kiss?
Fifth grade or something. No, my first kiss was in third grade with Christy Wetzel.
Oh, I told you that a million times.
And she was in sixth grade.
But Spin the Bottle is an absolute rite of passage because it's like a thing where you are a kid and you're horny. And you don't even really know what it is or why you're so fascinated by this game and this circle of people. And you're just like the whole Spin the Bottle thing is the way it's the thing that makes it possible for kids to have interactions like that with a time limit. Like, you remember Spin the Bottle 2?
There was like, oh, I have to kiss Rochelle?
Like 5 minutes in the closet. You'd spin the bottle, you'd go in a secret place for five, or just, you know, have to kiss across everybody. Like, oh no, oh well.
I wish, and maybe this will flash when I'm passing away and going to heaven, I'll get to see me playing Spin the Bottle and my bad acting that I don't want to kiss Rochelle, no! Even though, you know,
it's weird I never played that?
Never?
Never. Nobody ever asked me to play Spin the Bottle.
I'm so sorry. Maybe you guys just didn't have bottles. You had to turn back in for the 10% deposit or something.
We did gather bottles for the deposit.
That is racist.
What do you mean it's racist? We always had to look for a bottle because my mom wanted the deposit back. That's why I said it. It's like 10 cents a bottle.
You're a hillbilly, but you matter, Maddie.
I feel seen, Vinny. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And heard.
All right. We're really late, so I'm skipping the song. Is that okay?
Bye.
KLZ, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Goodbye.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.